It's been a tough year for small businesses with the coronavirus pandemic. A survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce found that 62% of small businesses fear that the worst is still to come. In downtown Salisbury, small businesses are also struggling. Bill Chambers, president and CEO of the Salisbury Area Chamber of Commerce.
They're surviving. We can just hang in through this winter now that the vaccine is starting to be distributed. I think downtown is poised for some really, really great things moving forward.
Chamber found that downtown retailers have seen a decline in revenue of 10 to 25%. Meanwhile, restaurants have been hit even harder, seeing a revenue drop of 30 to 70%. One such restaurant is the Old Town Cafe, owned by 28-year-old Vincent Hernandez from Washington, D.C.
It's been ups and downs. Thankfully, Salisbury is a really communal city, so we have a lot of people who, though they may not be able to walk in, they still try to do a DoorDash or Grubhub to show their support. It's definitely been different, but not the worst.
It's a shop that provides food to the local area. And among the offerings, he suggests...
One would be like the Big Bertha Club. It's a double-decker turkey, ham, and bacon club sandwich. That's like the go-to if it's your first time here.
He says the virus has forced him to adjust, noting that seating is limited and there is now more takeout and curbside service. In addition, he says his restaurant will also deliver to the downtown businesses, even skateboarding the food to the location. And of course, there are the online orders.
Once COVID first hit, it was really busy for us just because people are afraid that small business will be hurt the most. So we had overwhelming support of businesses ordering catering to send to people or just people buying less for the week. But it started to taper off once there were more positive cases in the community. Then it started to see more of a decline.
But federal and state assistance has been a lifeline for many businesses.
State has been kind enough to send out grants to restaurants specifically and like the PPP loan. To help keep employees working. So all those things have been attributing factors to still being alive and well.
Meanwhile, Angelo's Scoops and Unique Gifts shop has seen a rough ride. It opened in September of 2019 with the National Folk Festival. Afterwards, there was street construction, which put a dent into the sales. And just as that was completed, COVID hit, leading to a shutdown of the shop from the end of March to the end of May. Manager Nicole Rogers says it was a slow summer, but things do appear to have picked up.
The Christmas season is going better. I think there are a lot of people supporting local shops this Christmas, and we've done a lot with downtown businesses to kind of band together on the weekends and promote each other, and that's been bringing in good business.
When you enter, you can see college students scooping out the ice cream while customers check out the gift shop, which also features local artists. Generally, she says, there are no more than 5 customers in the gift shop, and much attention is given to keeping the ice cream operation as clean as possible.
We are really strict about the hand washing, masks all the time. Because they're young college kids, I make them be very aware of where they are, and if they've been exposed to anybody that has had COVID, they are not allowed to work for 2 weeks.
In our next segment, we take a look at some of the specialty shops. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.